Land, real estate, and real property. Land, real estate, and real property are terms that are so often used interchangeably that most people do not realize they are different. Land is defined as the surface of the earth, extending downward to the center of the earth and upward above the surface to infinity. This definition also includes natural things such as trees, crops, and water. Real estate includes all that is encompassed in land, with the addition of all man-made additions to the land, improvements, such as roads, houses, and commercial buildings. Real property is a broader term that goes beyond physical real estate and includes the rights a person has in the land. These rights are often referred to as the bundle of rights. These rights are severable, and it is common for different individuals to own different rights to the same piece of land. For example, many surface owners do not own the subsurface rights to their property. Surface rights. The owner of surface rights has the ability to develop, improve, the surface, and to use resources extracted from or near the surface, including stone, gravel, water, and limestone. Subsurface rights. Subsurface rights include the rights to oil, gas, and other minerals, and are commonly conveyed through a lease, mineral deed, or by reservation. A conflict exists when the owner of the subsurface estate uses the surface of the land for drilling or extraction purposes, because this use of the surface may seem to be to the detriment of the surface owner. The subsurface estate is the dominant estate in Texas. Because of the dominance of the subsurface estate, the surface owner cannot deny access to the subsurface owner. While dominant, there are limitations placed upon the exercise of subsurface rights. The subsurface owner may not extract minerals that are situated so close to the surface as to deplete the surface estate. Common examples would include strip mining for coal or iron ore. In areas with a high level of oil and gas activity, the subsurface estate of a given parcel of land is often divided into fractional interests spread across many owners. The determination of subsurface ownership, rights, and interests is complex, and purchasers of real estate who are concerned about subsurface rights should consult the advice of an oil and gas attorney. Air rights. Air rights extend above the surface without limitation. As an estate in land or interest in land, air rights can be leased, sold, or mortgaged. Walkways and buildings that extend over public streets involve the lease or conveyance of air rights. Outdoor advertising leases and cell tower leases also involve air rights by prohibiting any activity that would block the view of the billboard or transmissions from the cell tower. The exercise of air rights has its limitations. Building height restrictions exist around airports, and individual owners do not have the right to control the airspace above a parcel of land. The growth in the use of solar energy has opened up questions about solar access. The issue is not new. Under Roman law, a property owner had a right to a reasonable amount of sunlight for heating purposes. If a neighbor built a structure that blocked solar access, he could be sued for damages. As far back as 2,000 years ago, the Greeks recognized the legal right of an owner to sunlight for heating purposes. Today, if a neighbor builds a structure that blocks the sun from solar panels on the neighboring property, is there possible recourse for damages? Does an owner have the right to the wind that typically blows across the property? These issues are currently being brought before the courts. Improvements. Any man-made addition to the land that is permanent and is considered to become part of the land is known as an improvement. Buildings, landscaping, fences, patios, decks, roads, curbs, etc., are all examples of improvements. When the land is sold or otherwise transferred to a new owner, improvements are included in the sale unless specifically excluded. When a deed is prepared, it is understood that the improvements do not have to be listed to be transferred to the new owner.